Demographic Audience Analysis.
One of the ways speakers analyze audiences is by looking at demographic traits such as age, gender, sexual orientation, religion, group membership, racial, ethnic, or cultural background, and the like. This is called demographic audience analysis. It consists of two steps. One, identifying the general demographic features of your audience, and two, gauging the importance of those features to a particular speaking situation. The importance of any given demographic factor will vary from audience to audience, depending on the occasion and the speech topic. If you keep this in mind, demographic analysis can be a valuable starting point in gauging your audience's background, interests, values, and beliefs. Here are a few of the major demographic factors you should consider.
Age.
You can see what this means for your speeches. Suppose you address an audience of older people. If you refer offhandedly to your roommate, making it clear that your roommate is someone with whom you are romantically involved, your audience may be disturbed and tune out the rest of your speech. Similarly, if you speak to an audience of young adults and casually mention Joseph McCarthy, an anti-communist senator of the 1950s, or the Tet Offensive, an important campaign of the Vietnam War, they may not know what you are talking about. Even if younger listeners do recognize the names, they will not have the emotional associations of older people who lived through the 1950s or the war in Vietnam.
Gender.
In speechmaking, you must be wary of making assumptions with respect to gender until you have tested those assumptions and found them to be correct. Social distinctions between the sexes have been eroding for some years. Men now cook, keep house, work as receptionists, and volunteer in their children's schools. Women work in construction trades, run corporations, enlist in the armed forces, and serve as college athletic directors. Men and women today share a much broader range of experiences, interests, and aspirations than they once did. In addition, the typical composition of audiences has also changed. At one time, local civic groups such as Kiwanis and Rotary Clubs were all male. Today, most have sizable contingents of women. Parent associations, which were once composed almost solely of women, now include plenty of interested fathers. Here, as in other areas, the old stereotypes no longer apply.
Sexual orientation.
Philip Ward, president of a major engineering firm, was hosting his annual awards banquet to recognize outstanding employees. After presenting all the plaques and checks, he said, "Now that we have honored these fine people for their career and community accomplishments, I would like to take a moment to recognize the spouses and partners who have supported their exceptional efforts." The room filled with applause. After the ceremony, Ward made his way around the room, shaking hands and chatting with award winners. "I want to congratulate you again on your superior design for the Houston Water Project," he said to Joanne Fitzpatrick. "Thank you for the award," Joanne replied. "And I also want to thank you for being sensitive to the fact that many of us are supported by partners as well as by spouses. It really meant a lot to Julie and me to feel recognized and included." As an experienced speaker and successful business person, Philip Ward is well aware of the need in contemporary society to adapt to his audience on the basis of sexual orientation. By mentioning partners as well as spouses, he took an inclusive stance, acknowledging the fact that couples can be same-sex or opposite-sex, or married or unmarried. No matter what one's attitudes towards gays, lesbians, or heterosexuals, audience-centered speakers are alert to how their messages will be received by people of various sexual orientations.